From KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we present the latest episode in our radio partnership with Plan B Theater Company. Our play today is a Christmas story, although kind of a twisted one, with a plot and characters the playwright Eric Samuelson has been thinking about for years. Samuelson has been wanting to create the kind of characters you'd find in a gritty crime novel, the kind who are cynical and witty and drink too much. So when we get back from the news, you'll meet three world-weary alcoholics who write for a cheesy children's television show and who happen to be working on the Christmas special. We recorded the show at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center last night in front of a live audience. Radio Hour, Episode 8, Fariana. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Elaine Clark, one of the producers of Radio West. Our free podcasts are made possible by KUER's generous listeners. If you're a fan, we invite you to put $10 in our tip jar. Text KUER to 85944 to make that donation. Thank you.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. This evening, we're live at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center in downtown Salt Lake City for Episode 8 in the Radio Hour series. And now KUER and Plan B Theater Company present Fariana, written by Utah playwright Eric Samuelson.
My dear friend, Silby, Wilby, it looks like the end of another wonderful adventure.
Ribbit.
I love you, Princess Amber.
I love you too, Wilby.
And as the sun streaks the meadow with gold, as little crickets sing their evening songs and spiders weave their evening webs, we say goodbye to our friends in the magical world of Fariana. Until next week, may your every dream be enchanted.
And that's a wrap. Great job, everybody. Let's get wardrobe.
2 weeks in, I could tell Fariana was a nightmare gig. I'd come over from homicide. 3 years dredging out that cesspool of corruption and pain. Homicide twins, to be exact. The 13-year-old girl detectives Twinkles and Topsy, solving crimes with the help of their parrot friend, Pierre. Topsy was a pro, but Twinkles, she was my heart attack, liver disease, and stroke. She wanted it all, the singing career and the nude scenes and the paparazzi rush. When my transfer came through, I thought it meant salvation. Instead, it meant the princess from hell. It's open!
Malcolm! Yoo-hoo! Producer man!
It's Max. The name's Max.
Silly me.
Princess Amber. Fariana meant Amber. And Amber meant cute.
I'm so very thrilled to have you on our Fariana team. Welcome to our new special friend.
Back at you.
Because I just know how important it is to have someone wonderful working with our dear little writer friends. And maybe you could have a little talky-talk with them and let them know that their princess is not happy. And when Amber isn't happy...
Gotcha.
Good. Ratings have flatlined and Christmas is coming. I want a new storyline leading into it and out of it with a ratings bump I can taste. I want a special at the Charlie Brown Rudolph level. I want a bump off the Grinch. Got it?
Got it.
Long as we're on the same page. Good. I'm so glad we had this ittle-wittle chatty chat, Malcolm. And welcome to Fariana.
It's Max.
And she was gone. But her message was clear. Children's television is about numbers. Good Nielsen numbers, or they find your body in some Burbank dumpster. Two bullet holes and no clues at all. I needed to talk to the writers. Hey!
Hey.
The Fariana writers' room. All pinks and blues. Cartoons of Wilby and Silby and Buzzy the Bee. Cheerful, like the bedroom of a 9-year-old girl. Stan, associate writer, sat by the door checking his BP. Maybe 40, maybe 60. A man who life defeated years ago, hanging on like a death row inmate waiting for the governor's reprieve. Stan?
Max?
and Viv. Chain smoke and alcoholic, like everyone in children's television. But Viv, you look at her, you know. She's different. She's tougher, meaner, more talented, and therefore closer to knowing that the secret to life is death. Viv?
Max.
And me, their boss officially, which means first to get fired.
Stan, you okay?
Viv, you got any more of that Prilosec? Tums? Bromo?
Sorry.
Where are we? Any place at all?
Hold that thought. Yeah? 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 Okay. Sorry, I'm gonna have to leave early. Make bail.
Again, Carl?
You should dump that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. My age, I figure it's a guy. He's interested, so what are you gonna do?
So what do we got, Viv? You wrote it. You wanna read?
Yeah, sure. Princess Amber. Look, if it isn't my special, peshal, bitty, witty, bestest bee friend, Busby. Busby, buzz, buzz, buzz. Amber, what's that you say? Will be and still be. Oh, no. Busby, buzz, buzz, buzz. Amber, but that's terrible. We have to do something. Busby, buzz, buzz, buzz.
So we're stuck. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
So Busby the bee has told her something, some terrible thing.
I don't even got a pulse. You want to drop me off like to emergency, Viv? I don't think I should be driving.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, Busby the Bee, cliffhanger time teaser. What do we got?
We know it's the cliffhanger.
Honest, we got Busby and not much else.
Well, not to add to your woes.
Oh.
Not only is it the cliffhanger, it's got to lead into Christmas.
Oh, what?
That's what we're dealing with here. I just met with herself. She wants a special. She wants holiday spirit. She wants Santa Claus and mangers out the wazoo.
It's October.
And our princess wants a lead-in.
It ain't possible, Max. We got Busby the Bee. Someone's in trouble. We could maybe spin it out 3 weeks, four tops. That don't even get us to Thanksgiving.
Step at a time, Stan. Busby the Bee. Someone in trouble.
Which we gotta write.
It's a teaser. We just gotta tease.
And string it out and get it to December. What day's Christmas this year?
Stan. Ugh. It's the 18th this year. They moved it back a week, especially for us.
Why would they do that?
It's the 25th. It's always the 25th.
Ooh, that late.
Look, we just tease. We can work out the details next week.
And we tease with Stay in Power Pirates?
Oh, we done Pirates.
Eight times we did Pirates.
Before and after each of them movies.
How much do I hate Johnny Depp? If he was here right now, I'd shoot him in the face.
We're kind of pirated out.
Indians?
Done it. Both kinds, Geronimo type and like Patel with the curry.
Evil wizards?
Oh, so many times.
Witches?
Over and over.
Space aliens?
Yeah, I don't know. And not so much in the Feriana world, you know?
And this is the basic problem with the Feriana universe. Drama is conflict. And our preferred demographic is 4 to 7. Not completely done with the bedwetting. Gotta be threatening, can't be too scary. Villains, our biggest challenge. Our biggest opportunity.
Oh, Prince turned to a frog, huh? Huh? How many fairy tales a prince turned to a frog?
Yeah.
Huh? Kissed by the princess, a little CGI, little magical fairy dust. You got your happy ending, and we could do something with a Christmas frog.
We already said Wilby and Silby.
So what's the problem?
Silby's a frog.
I know Silby's a frog. What I don't get is how that is a problem.
We can't change Silby to a frog. Silby's already a frog. Yeah. And we can't change Wilby to a frog on account of you got two frogs.
We met our frog quota.
Met and exceeded.
So, no to the world of amphibians.
Ixnay on the prince and frog.
And then everything changed forever. And everything that came after, kidnappings and beatings and gunshots and death, it all came from this one brief moment of clarity.
Guys, think. Back in the history of the show, go back 2-3 years, and I know stuff happened that maybe wasn't so healthy, what with the studio fires and fisticuffs in the hallways, that thing with the ice pick, the crossbow. Still, one of the most popular...
Go there. I'm telling you, you do not want to go.
Most cuddly villain ever.
I'm in terrible pain here.
Snuggums, who was once one of Santa's favorite elves. Huh? Huh? Bet if I checked with props, they still got the puppet.
We're not writing Snuggums.
You got no ideas. It's an idea.
I got a boyfriend. He's got a gun.
Snuggums could be our salvation here.
Look at me. Listen.
And Viv looked at me with the intensity that comes from a completely pure place. Truth.
I leave here. I'm bailing Carl out of jail, and I'm going home, and I'm going to drink Stoli and OJ for the vitamins. Kill off every brain cell that remembers what I do for a living. But Sunday night, I will stop, because I'm going to walk in that door Monday morning, and I will write another week's worth of the magical land of Fariana, because I am a professional. But I will not write Snoogums. I will write Princess Amber, a 41-year-old woman who looks 14 and talks like she's 4. And I will write Busby the Bee and Baa the Lamb and Snooty Hooty the Owl, but I will not write Snoogums. I don't care if he's Santa's elf. I don't care if he solves all our problems. A professional draws a line somewhere, and that is where I draw mine.
And looking at her, the intensity in her eyes, the trembling of her hands, I knew two things. First, she meant it. She was afraid of Snoogums. And second, it was the right thing to do for the show. I was right. Snoogums was perfect. They knew. I knew they knew. And they knew I knew they knew. Stan folded first, gave in to the inevitable logic of Snoogums. Viv never did agree to it per se, but you could tell that little elf with the one tooth and the tiny scarf and the big brown eyes, he took root even in her, crowded out all the other possibilities. She finally agreed by not agreeing, but by going to bail out her boyfriend. Next morning, I spent with lawyers and with herself, Princess Amber, leaving Stan and Viv alone in the writer's room.
So, hey, Viv, how's it going? You have a good weekend, huh? Boy, I sure did. Productive, you know?
Noisy in here.
You guys do anything in particular? See a movie or, you know, something fun? Ball game? Concert? Yeah, so my blood pressure, 160 over 110. I'm lucky to be alive.
Couldn't even refill the coffee.
And they was going to admit me for observation, and I wouldn't let them. Because, you know, I had work to do. Had a whole episode I needed to make a start on. Which I done. Because, you know, that's what we do in this business. We pick each other up. Pick up the slack.
Pick up the slack. Now all of a sudden I'm slack he has to pick up for.
I mean, any job, there's some parts some people don't mind so much, and in parts some people just can't, you know, do. So we help each other out. Like friends.
Friends. All of a sudden we're friends.
And the whole time I'm thinking, Viv and Carl, I bet they're having a real nice weekend together and all. Maybe the beach, or maybe they went up to Mammoth. It's real nice up there. Because Viv, I'm thinking, that Viv, she deserves it, her and Carl. How is Carl?
He was going to kill you this morning.
Yeah, huh?
We worked it all out. Which gun, what kind of ammo. I talked him out of it. Me.
Oh, well, appreciate the...
So probably this afternoon instead.
See? That's the Viv I know, with the jokes.
What I told him, you kill a guy in the morning, ruins your whole day. Gotta hide the body, worry about the smell, takes you right out of your routine. Do it 5 or 6 in the p.m., you'd be getting off work anyway. Dump the body off the Santa Monica Pier, still have time to work on your alibi. Try to fall close to the car when he shoots. Carl, that back of his. Way easier if he can just stick you in the trunk and be on his way. Best of all, fall in the trunk.
It's not like you had any ideas. It's not like you had a villain and a story.
We could have done space aliens. We could have done Hare Krishnas. Oh. What with Will be being a bunny, so Hare Krishnas, right? What? Could have maybe done something real fun with that.
Hare Krishnas don't get us to Christmas.
We could have done Christmas multicultural.
You didn't say Hare Krishnas. You said zombies, vampires, a happy vampire Christmas, you said. And it sounded like you meant it. You didn't say one word about
real noisy.
Evil
here.
Wizards, again with the evil
and
wizards.
And you said yes to Snoogums.
That quiet venom, fierce like a snake bite. Gotta tell you, it was hard coming in the door.
Good news, they still got the puppet. We're good to go. Hope we spent the weekend with our thinking caps on.
I got 4 pages.
4 pages, Stan? Oh, I'm in awe.
It worked the whole weekend. Blood pressure like I should have had a stroke, but, you know, work don't wait for excuses.
Truer words.
Oh. I even printed it off. I know how you like to read hard copies, so there you go.
Well, what can I say, Stan? You're a hero. My granddaughter's first child will bear your name. And sick as a dog to boot. Oh, and here it is. The Snoogums Agreement. Legal document. We're bound by its provisions. To wit, party of the first part, that's Amber. Amber agrees per employee contract, blah, 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 skipping. Here. Princess Amber agrees to A, interact verbally with puppet character Snoogums. B, she agrees to make physical contact with Puppet, with such contact limited to 4 interactions per episode, each touch no more than 2 seconds. C, she will touch it on the top of the head, under the chin, on the bridge of the nose, but not the tip. She will not touch the main body of the puppet, the backside, the arms, the hands, the mouth, the tongue, or the groinal area in any way. But here's the money shot. She will also, D, agree once per episode to punch the puppet lightly on the shoulder in a jocular manner.
So we get 5 touches?
4, plus the jocular punch.
So that's 5.
Well, my reading of this is 5. I'm going to have to clear it with our attorneys, but I think there's a clear suggestion that the jocular punch is in addition to...
Because I have 3 touches already.
In 4 pages?
Well, I didn't know. How could I know? We just got this.
But you could have anticipated. You could have given some thought to... Oh, never mind, Stan. Come on. We're 4 minutes in and you've already used up our touches?
But she'll punch it.
Lightly, in a jocular manner.
Will she or won't she punch the puppet?
This is children's television. We cannot do violence to Snookums.
But to the puppet only, right? Other acts of violence, possibly even leading to death or serious injury. Other acts of violence, like maybe like co-workers.
There you go, Viv. Always kidding around.
Viv, come on. Amber can't beat up Santa's favorite elf. And yes, so we got Snookums.
So maybe we start off, we look at my 4 pages.
Which is definitely the first order of business.
It took me most of the weekend.
And does it show?
Sitting in emergency, heart monitor beeping. Still, there I am, writing away.
Yeah, it's got that feel, sense of urgency.
I mean, it's maybe a direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So?
Stan, what can I say? Chekhov, Shakespeare, that broad who wrote Barney? Couldn't none of them done it better? And over the weekend, too, you're a god amidst mere mortals.
Well, I'm glad you...
You know, if I could just, you know, not even a quibble per se, but more like a question.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we got us a multi-year history with Snookums, and we want to make sure we're consistent, but he don't got a secret hideaway. So he can't be hiding Wilby and Silby there.
Well, I was thinking, and I know it'd mean a new set, but I had some ideas on...
Yeah, new set. This show's made of money, no problem. Just abracadaver, and whoosh, new sets.
Well, I was just thinking...
Moving on. And again, this ain't so much a criticism as a comment, but Snookums also can't fly, or drive a boat, or jet ski, all of which you got him doing in your 4 pages. And we also got to cut the kidnapping, the ransom, the gold fairy dust, and the wand.
But that's like the...
But you formatted it proper. Give you credit for some excellent formatting. First-rate spelling and grammar. And I cannot say enough about your font.
Well, okay, so maybe...
So they're shooting the cliffhanger even as we speak. We're committed. Busby the Bee has spoke. Wilby and Sylvie are in trouble because of Snookums' script deadline this Thursday. What do we got?
4 pages.
Right, exactly. 4 pages formatted proper. Otherwise, and I honor your sacrifice in writing it, but not so much usable.
I was writing in the hospital. BP so high, the nurses were placing bets on when I'd blow.
Absolutely.
So I don't maybe remember Snookums so good, the dengue fever. Maybe I got him confused.
Yeah, good explanation as there is.
So, if he don't kidnap and he don't want ransom and he's the villain... What does he want?
Excellent question. What does Snookums want? What drives him? What motivates his villainess?
And we all turned to Viv. And she knew the answer. And we knew she knew. And she knew we knew she knew. And she hated herself for knowing. And the silence lasted forever.
Yummy. Yum yums.
What was that, Viv? I didn't quite catch it.
Yummy. Yum, yums.
Once again, if you wouldn't mind, we're talking crucial information here, and I want to be sure...
Yummy! Yum, yums.
Yummy, yum, yums. And what does Snookums say? What line of dialogue accompanies his desire for...
Snooky Hookums want yummy, yum, yums.
Snooky Hookums want yummy, yum, yums. Or...
Or biddy, bye, bye, Wilby and Silby. Can I go home now?
We just got started.
Stan, you got this right.
Huh? It's 10:35 in the a.m., Viv.
Family emergency, urgent, can't wait. I just, bye.
Huh.
You know, Max, I'm not feeling so good myself.
You're listening to Feriana. It's episode 8 in our Radio Hour series presented by Plan B Theater Company. We're live at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center in Salt Lake City, and we're going to take a brief break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. We now continue Radio Hour, Episode 8, Feriana.
And for 3 days, we didn't see her. She had sick days saved up, which didn't worry me. What did worry me is the magical land of Feriana that wasn't getting writ. I kept thinking Viv, she was a pro. She'd come through. And hearing from Amber every other day.
Marvin, dear, this is your princess speaking. We've been hearing these teensy-weensy little rumors about your floor, about possibly some writers maybe having issue with the direction of the show. Because if so, he's an elf. Santa's favorite elf. And I need script. And I need it soon. And I'm not interested in excuses. Get it done or you're fired. Love ya.
It's Max.
Max?
She here?
Haven't seen her.
No?
So?
So? She's dealing with something personal. Female troubles, I'm maybe thinking. All them female mysterious type deals. Menstruation or the like. It's why she didn't want to say. Or she'd be here. One thing you gotta say about old Viv. She's a pro.
Thing is, though...
Spit it out, Stan.
It could be, you know, that she didn't so much want to work on Snookums.
Give me your hand.
How come?
Just come on. Give me your hand.
Ow!
You telling me you didn't deserve that?
You hit me.
You telling me that wasn't called for?
I got very delicate capillaries.
All the better to teach you, am I right?
I gotta type with that hand. It's Thursday morning and all we got's 4 pages, and I gotta type with the hand you just hit.
We don't got 4 pages. We got 0 pages. We got snooky-yuggums, one yummy yum-yums. That's all we got.
Well, yeah, but we could also maybe use some of the stuff I...
We got bupkis. We got you and your injured hand and 4 pages you copied from some comic book. We got zippity-doo-dawn Viv off being female.
Oh, we don't know she's off being...
You don't understand maybe the magnitude of the emergency we're facing here.
Just slap me in the hand.
Princess Amber called.
Rob me of my dignity?
Amber. All marshmallow fluff and then out come the teeth.
Ooh, so that's bad.
Which is why the story is, the official story we're telling, the only story that ever, ever, ever gets told, is Viv is sick, right? Nothing about maybe certain writers not liking certain puppets. Yeah. Amber don't gotta know that, capiche?
So what do we do?
The only thing we can do, make a phone call.
You called Guido.
We got an emergency. I got a brother-in-law with connections.
Max, I'm not sure that's
such... I call Guido, he calls Vinny and Gus, they call whoever other goombas, and boom! We got 4 black limousines heading to her apartment.
Oh, man. Some kind of disturbance type deal out there.
Viv?
No, a guy.
Ooh, Carl.
Oh, man, that's gonna hurt. Brass knuckles. Ooh, a taser. Boy, he's sure not going down, though. Oh, gosh, you hate to see that.
Viv, how you doing?
Call him off. Call him off.
You know how to make it stop, don't you, Viv? Ooh, don't you?
You.
Very simple equation. Viv loves Carl. We have Carl. So you write Snookums.
I can't.
Viv?
I'm here. I'm working.
Viv, maybe you shouldn't,
If she needs it, I don't see nothing, and neither do you.
But Max, come on. She's not in no shape.
She's fine.
Where are they taking Carl?
He's fine, Viv, and he'll stay fine long as we get pages. This is just a gentle reminder slash suggestion type deal.
They
can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
They told me Guido and those guys, they said they'd shoot him right in front of me.
Viv, Amber needs script.
Plus our dog. Plus our neighbor's dog.
We need it wrote today.
They said...
We need you to write Snookums, and we need it now.
Max, look at her.
Viv! You listen to me. You listening? You ever want to see Carl again? Ever again in this life? We need you to do this. We need you to do this now.
Max!
Stan, it's real sweet of you, but I know the score.
Yeah, you know the score, but can you suit up and play?
I can do this.
And then we watched her, sitting up, eyes rolled back in her head like Linda... like Linda Blair in that exercise movie. possessed like.
Snookums. Snooky yookums want yummy yum yums. Amber.
But Snookums, where are my friendly friend friends? I miss Wilby. I miss Silby.
Stan, get this down.
Oh, yeah.
Snookums. Snooky yookums need yummy yum yums. Snooky yookums ask Wilby and Silby. They have no yummy yum yums for Snooky yookums. Snookums sad.
Amber. I was afraid of that, Snookums, dear. When you get sad, sometimes bad things happen.
Snookums. Snooky yookums sad. Snooky yookums sorry. Amber.
Did they go somewhere with you, Snookums?
Snookums. They go with Snooky yookums.
Amber. The rainy, rainy forest?
Rainforest said stop.
Snookums. Snooky yookums don't like rainy, rainy forest.
Amber. I don't like it either.
Snookums. Snooky yookums like North Pole. Snooky yookums miss Santa. Snooky yookums want to go ho, ho, ho.
That with two hoes or three?
Right!
Oh. Amber. Maybe you could go. We could go find them together. Wilby and Silby and Santa Claus too. Maybe we could make it a fairyland adventure.
Snookums, you a friend to Snooky Yookums? And Amber gives Snookums a jocular light punch on the arm.
And that's how it went day after day. Viv's writing sharp as a switchblade. Our audience at Fairyana ain't maybe the most sophisticated, but a 5-year-old with a laptop can chat on a fan site. Long as we had Carl, we was in Clover City. And Carl wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah, hello. No kidding? Almost made it out the window, huh? But you had it covered, right, Guido?
In the knees.
And the ankles. And Achilles tendons. Oh, Guido, you do my heart good.
Yeah, anyway, busy day here, too. Yeah, talk to you later. Oh, good times.
Sure.
There's a God in his heaven and all's right in the world, and divine justice smiting the wicked.
You think?
I know. Good over evil, Stan. That's what this town is built on. Good over evil.
93.2? That can't be my temperature.
Thursday morning, Stanley. Oh. And we don't got a script yet, and we shoot tomorrow, and Amber making threats, and yet you see me? You see me? My feet on the table, not a worry in the world. How do you explain it, Stan?
Oh, the way they pump up the AC in here.
A mystery, a conundrum, a perplexity.
Corpses in the morgue got a higher temp than this.
Or a man with a plan.
I can't even move my arm.
A proven plan, a successful plan.
Rigor mortis? Is that a thing you can get?
A bonus clause in the producer's contract just kicked in sort of plan. A Republican in the White House sort of plan. You hear that?
Huh?
Text message from Guido.
Oh.
Viv coming in the south entrance. Carl secured. Amber waiting in her trailer. Her beady eyes affixed to her clock. Set crew on standby. What's that line? I just love it when a plan comes together.
And it was true. Deadlines didn't matter no more. We'd learned that just turn her on and the show'd get writ. Of course, she didn't look so much like Viv no more. What with the trembly hands and delirium tremens, the little scarf and the one tooth sticking out, and licking that candy cane 24/7. Didn't matter. More she looked like Snookums, better she could write him.
Viv, hey.
Hello, Stanley.
Viv, right on time. So glad you could make it this fine AM.
Yeah.
Once again, our apologies to Carl. What it's worth, he's alive. He's healthy. He misses you. The bleeding stopped and he didn't need all them toes after all.
I was thinking how we just about played this one out, this storyline.
Or not.
No, right. But we've never really done this before. 5 whole weeks on a single villain.
I think it's still got some juice. All the way to Yuletide.
I can't hold out much longer, I don't think.
You say that, Viv. You say that, but I don't know. Intestinal fortitude's basically your middle name in my experience with you.
I don't know. I not feel so goody-woody.
Viv?
I about to barfy-warfy.
She's not well, Max.
She seems fine to me.
Max!
So, okay, we finish out this week and we see where we are.
So I think that they'll want us to continue the current story thread upstairs till Christmas. And
hey, bunch of suits never set foot in a television studio. Trust me, I can deal with anything them Goombas can throw at us.
Because I think that maybe that's a problem because if the ratings have improved and it's attributed to our current direction and they want more of it,
If you want, I could take over for a while, be the main writer as long as you want.
Oh, Stan, that's sweet of you. So very, very sweet. Sweetie, weedy, 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 but I just don't think...
Max, come on, look at her.
You're not any good at this, Stan. You can't write.
What?
Hey, good one, Viv. Yeah, let's both go in there for a second. Hilarious. See, that's when I know we have the old Viv back. The kidding around, am I right? Of course I am. But joking aside, it's the usual drill, Viv. We got till 3 o'clock today and we got bupkis.
I have cirrhosis of the liver and I can't stop drinking and with the double vision in the head.
Okay, okay. Well, not so much helpful information for the magical kingdom of Feriana.
Viv. Oh, Viv.
So, recap. Helpful? Not? So, recap. We got out of the rainy forest into the mucky swamp. Out of the mucky swamp into the freezy mountain. Billy the goat came, helped, went. We'll be safe, Sylvie not so much. Hootie the owl's caught in a trap. Snookum's got an owie on his finger. Plus they keep seeing a red glow in the distance, which we are all pretty sure is going to be Rudolph's red nose. Puts us up to speed, that's where we are. It's where we left off. Viv? Viv, come on, you got something we can use?
No! No, Snookums! No, no!
Viv?
Stan. You need to prepare yourself. You can't write, and I'll be dead, and Max, and Max, and Amber, and...
On the computer, Stan, quick! We need to get this down. There may not be much more of it.
Oh, Princess Amber Wamber. Snuggy Uggum's got owie on finger winger. It hurty hurt hurt, Princess Amber.
Oh, Snuggums, I'm so sorry. Can I see it?
First touch, she touches the finger, examines it.
Snookums, you poor dear, it really does look painful.
Snookums, yes, painy wangy wang. Snookums need yummy, yum, yum.
Max, I don't know how long she can keep doing
keep
this.
Keep typing, get it down.
Princess Amber.
I'm sorry, Snookums, but we need to help poor Hootie Owl first.
Snookums, now! Snooky Oogums, painy, pain, pain, painy, pain, pain, painy, pain!
Max,
type!
Princess Amber. But look, Snookums, dear, to the north, a red glow, like the red glow of a reindeer's nose.
I won't be a party to this, Max.
You won't. You type, but you're on the street, you hear me?
Princess Amber.
I know you're in pain, Snookums. I know you want me to help you, but friends help each other, and I need Hootie back just as much as you need your yummy yum-yums.
Snookums. Snooky Uggums need yummy yum-yums. Snooky Uggums not friend to Amber. Princess Amber.
No, Snookums. I am your friend. I will be your friend no matter what.
Snookums. Snooky Uggums want yummy yum-yums now. If Snookums not get yummy yum-yums... Snookums will skin and eat will be.
Uh-oh.
Viv?
Max.
Viv, wake up!
Max, you know me. I live in the shadow of death, basically. I know the smell. I know what it looks like. I pretty much know how it feels.
Viv, this is stop being funny.
She's bit it, Max. Kicked the bucket. In a turnaround. Show completely canceled.
No, there's no way. She was right in the middle of the best writing the show's ever seen. You have all that down?
She's
in the computer?
Dead.
But do you have what she wrote before, like?
Yeah, I got it. I got what she said about the and will be and
okay. Oh. Okay. Maybe some of that I don't think we can use in children's television.
No, there could possibly be complaints.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe complaints. But it's strong. You can't say it ain't. It's what I come to like about Snookums.
Skinning and...
Snookums has grown so much as a character, Stan. You can't deny that's the truth. He ain't just an elf no more.
His bestest best
friend. And I get that it's a shock, but still. Great message for all of us. Snookums may be fuzzy. He may have a single tooth in his head, but he understands something fundamental.
You want yummy
yum-yums, be it broads or bling or maybe just a nose candy type deal, you gotta be ruthless. The lesson of today, Stanley, is sometimes you gotta skin and eat a bunny.
Oh, Viv.
And I get that we can't use it, but subliminal, you know? Underneath, powerful, powerful writing. Dramatic, like, you know?
She was a very good writer.
Was?
Well, she ain't moved, and she started pale, and she got no pulse.
You ain't had a pulse ever since I know you.
I'm calling 911.
For an ambulance, Stan?
Yeah.
EMTs in emergency rooms?
Absolutely not.
Max!
Amber.
But Viv!
Yeah, well, okay, sure, Viv, but I'm saying Amber.
She's here. She's just lying here. And
Amber needs script by three. She sees sirens, EMTs, gurneys, doctors, the whole foofra. What's she gonna do? She freaks out and we're all out of job.
But Viv!
Slap her face. Wake her up. We need her to finish the episode.
It'd be hard for her to do that, being how she's dead. Nothing. No reaction.
Okay, that ain't good.
What are we gonna do, Max?
She's not dead, Stan. Stop saying she's dead. She's on break. She's taking a nap. Viv? She ain't dead, okay, capiche? She's resting. She's taking some time off.
If Viv's dead, you killed her. Maybe we both go to jail.
No. Things was going so good. This ain't fair. This ain't right. Viv, come on, Viv.
Viv!
Where am I?
You're back! From your little nap pipe deal.
Why were you hitting me?
Oh, he was trying to revive you.
We was concerned.
Seriously, can't say I blame you. That was the worst experience. I think I died.
No, you didn't.
I did. I died, and I only now come back.
No, you're just imagining.
I remember it real well. First, I saw this light. Real bright, like. And this is going to sound sort of weird, but I left my body. I'm serious. And I could see it laying here. And I was floating. And the light was like this tunnel. And I could hear this voice. Viv, go to the light. Viv, go to the light. Right there in front of me. And then I recognized it. The voice of my mother. My mother was calling to me from the light.
That's amazing.
Yeah, especially since my mom, she's in an old folks home up in Sausalito. What's she doing in my near-death experience?
Yeah, I could see how that would be weird.
I was real tempted, though, you know. You know the deal. You go to the light, you're dead, but I could see inside the light. See what was there, like outside a real nice bar. And I could go into the bar, and I did. And guys, you should have seen it. I got to see heaven. A real heaven, you know, with pool tables and cigar smoking, horse race betting tucked away in the back. Guys, you should have been there. And I could see the other people. I guess they must have been angels or the like, all bellied up like for happy hour. But even better, like you order a screwdriver and the OJ's fresh squeezed. And the bowl of nuts never empties and the onions were freshly pickled. I'm telling you guys, I could have stayed forever.
So why didn't you?
You wouldn't understand.
Great. Another thing you think I can't do.
I was happy. I chose to come back and be less happy. That don't intrigue you?
No.
It don't interest you?
No.
A person dies, says they got a message from the great beyond, and that don't interest you?
So, okay, you want us to ask, Viv? We'll ask. Viv, honey, why'd you come back?
I have to kill Snuggums.
That's it?
That's it. It's like my mission in life. The reason I'm here, the bartender angel, he explained it to me. Most people have a mission, and sometimes people decide not to do theirs, but we all have them. To cure cancer, world peace, win the trifecta at Santa Anita. Mine is to kill Snuggums.
Come on.
No! It came to me in like a blinding flash, and everyone at the bar there agreed. I gotta kill Snuggums. Snuggums must die. Snuggums and Christmas. Gotta kill that, too.
You're talking crazy.
I've never been clearer in my life. Snuggums is a lie, Max. Snuggums is the father of lies.
Snuggums is a puppet on children's television.
He's a bad guy, Max. He's the villain.
So?
And he's cute.
He's cute on purpose, so it don't scare kids off.
He should scare kids off.
He's my favorite character in the show.
All the more reason.
Viv? And Christmas? Christmas?
The bartender angel explained it. Santa's about presents, but Santa's also mom and dad.
That ain't actually true, is it?
And if they're poor, what are their kids get? All the dollar crap while rich kids get, like, iPads?
It's Christmas, Viv!
Well, angels, they flat hate it. They think Santa makes poor kids feel bad and rich kids feel entitled. They want Snuggums to die and to take Christmas with him.
Viv!
They may be kids, Max, but they're gonna grow up. And they're gonna be out there in the world with rapists and serial killers and landlords. and they won't be ready. They won't be prepared. They'll think bad guys are pink. They'll think you can cuddle them, loan sharks and tow truck drivers and the lady at the DMV. And don't even get me started on real estate agents.
I don't know, Viv. I don't know.
We gotta kill him, guys. We gotta murder him, but good. Santa's favorite elf. He's gotta die and take Santa with him. They're saying a C4 vest, cell phone detonator, get him close and boom! That's what those good angels told me there at the bar. We gotta kill Snuggums. We gotta do it today.
Not gonna happen.
Oh, yes.
I'm the producer and I say no.
We're the writers and we get to decide. Right, Stan?
Well?
We're killing him, Max.
Try it and you're fired.
And you need script by 3.
And Guido's got your boyfriend. Plus, there's this.
Ooh.
Okay, I hadn't thought of that.
You're listening to Plan B Theater Company's Radio Hour, Episode 8, Fariana, by Eric Samuelson. The story continues after a break. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West and Doug Fabrizio. And now the conclusion of Radio Hour Episode 8, Fariana.
So we tied her up, me and Max did.
Hey.
Used his tie at my BP cuff. Socks in her mouth.
Ooh.
And Guido come over with another problem. Carl had tried to escape, and they'd had to hit him. Maybe a little too hard.
Guido, caro amico fedele, I ain't one to complain, but you gotta know how disappointing this is to me.
No disrespect, Max, but it is the kind of thing happens in children's television.
Just saying. To me, it denotes a certain lack of professionalism, all I'm saying.
Hey, this one time on Teletubbies, Tinky Winky, you think he just shows up every day without some babbo needs motivating?
Carly's out like a light. She don't know you ain't offed him. As for trying to get her to do something, forget about it.
It's true, Guido. I ain't motivated.
So we got this kind of impasse.
It's not that I don't understand the situation, Max. What can I say? It is what it is. È quello che è.
Ah, all right, Guido. My best to the missus. Sad day for America when even the mob don't come through. Viv, look. I promise you, Carl is fine. He's alive. You can hardly even see the cigarette burns. So how about it? We got a half a page to go. Finish this one up and we can have this discussion tomorrow, maybe?
I can finish it, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure you can, Stan.
I can. It's a half page.
Yeah, the big finale of the Christmas special.
Which I got the plot twist all worked out for.
Snuggum's the suicide bomber, right?
I'm a writer. I can write it.
Oh, that's fine then, Stan. You go ahead and do that. Viv, you see the bind you got me in? So, okay, maybe we meet halfway. Maybe I shoot off your foot if you don't start right now. And you write it good, you write it so we can use it. Happy ending. Everyone in tears.
Oh, they'll be in tears.
Oh, not gonna happen. Ah! So, I tried bad cop. I tried good cop. Now I'll try something else cop. I'm gonna go see Amber. See if she'll give us another half hour. Be great if you had something for me, Stan.
Here.
Stan.
What?
Come on, untie me.
Max said not to.
Stan, untie me now.
So you could destroy my show?
Our show, Stan. Both of ours.
Which you want to end.
Not,
you want to ruin.
Not the show, just Snuggums.
And Santa Claus.
Oh, like he doesn't deserve it.
I'm trying to finish an episode here.
What do you got?
You don't care.
Pretend I do.
You're trying to get us both fired.
I'm not. Plus, our track record, we'd find something else.
After killing Santa? You think we'd be employable in children's television?
It could happen.
I need this job with benefits. You think it's easy having every disease known to man? Look at my neck. See that swelling? Bubonic plague.
It's not bubonic plague.
Did you kill Snuggums? I lose my job. And that, for me, is a death sentence.
Go to the light. Go to the light.
Oh, I'd go to the light, all right. And with my luck, they wouldn't know what's wrong with me then, neither.
I'm sorry, Stan, but when an angel tells you to do something,
I know.
So, where are we?
Snuggums won't give Snooty Hooty Owl back his glasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Snooty can't fly without those glasses.
Tell me about it. And he's about to run into Santa's sleigh, crash right into Rudolph's red nose.
That'd be bad. Shoot. I got no ideas at all.
It's a hard one.
No, I mean nothing. Total emptiness. There was a part of me that could always write Snuggums, you know? It was a dark, horrible place in my head, like a graveyard, but also like a dumpster, but also a used Kleenex kind of place.
Ooh.
And then I'd have to get drunk afterwards, a sleeping on heating grates kind of drunk, delirium tremens, and passed out and barf. But now it's gone. I'm feeling inside of me, and that part of me that I could use to write snuggums is gone.
You was real scary when you was in that place.
I bet I was.
I didn't like it when you went there. The person that wrote Snuggums scared me. Viv?
What?
Do you think I can write?
We got 15 minutes!
Snuggums wants Snooty's glasses because he wants to fly too!
You wrote that?
Stan's a better writer than you think.
Impressive!
Finishing it up now.
So there, Viv, there you go. That's what your little rebellion-type deal accomplished. Wait a second. No, Stanley, come on.
I'm writing. I'm finishing an episode.
But that ain't Snuggums. I want to fly like Snooty does. That ain't Snuggums' voice.
It's fine. It'll do. The actor can improv how it sounds.
No, it ain't right.
We got 10 minutes, and I'm doing my best.
It just ain't good enough. There's a field of Snuggums. There's a reality. You're just writing. I'm sorry, Viv, I really am, but I need you to step up here.
Nothing doing.
Then I call Guido and tell him to off Carl. That's the bottom line, Viv. It's Snuggums or Carl.
I'm calling your bluff.
Who says I'm bluffing?
You've threatened, and I just don't believe you anymore.
I will shoot him myself. I'm not kidding. Finish the episode, or I will shoot him myself.
You talk big, Max, but that's all you are. Empty threats.
Stan's your friend, ain't he?
Oh, Max, come on!
I'll put the next one right in his thigh!
Snuggy Uggams wants Snooty glasses! Snuggy Uggams wants to fly!
Get this down!
You shot at me!
Get to the computer and write!
You fired a gun!
I figured out a secret!
What secret?
You write computer!
Snuggy Uggams want to fly! Fly, fly up in the sky, fly like birdie wordy.
Hammer, look, a sleigh drawn by 8 reindeer. Come Dasher, come Dancer, some Prancer and Vixen.
Snuggums, Snuggy Uggums see Santa. Santa, Snuggy Uggums is here. Snuggums wearing C4 vest.
What?
Cut it, cut that line.
Stan, Snuggums, he's pulling me under. You gotta help me.
I can't.
I can't escape him.
Snuggy Uggums go to paradise. Snooky Uggums get many, many virgins. Stan!
Finish the episode now!
Stan!
Wait, let go of her!
Give it back!
I have your gun, and I'm saying let her go free!
We'll see about that! You're making a huge mistake here, Stanley!
I'll shoot if I have to!
I think we both know that ain't true!
Maxie, Max, kill Stanley! Maxie, shooty, ooty, ooty,
what?
Ooty!
That ain't Viv talking. You know it, I know it. That's pure Snuggums right there, and he wants you dead.
Ah!
No!
Oh!
Viv! No!
Stan!
I'm so sorry!
No, Stan. Don't be sorry. You did good.
I'm calling 911.
Oh, don't bother. You're a good friend, Stan, a good friend to me. I'm seeing the light again, and I know what's on the other side. Tell Carl. Tell Carl I'll save a place for him at the bar.
Oh, Viv.
Okay, Stan. Now I got the gun, and you know the drill.
I'll give myself up. Call security. I'll go quietly.
No, there's no reason to get security involved.
But we got a dead person here, Max, and we both know who killed her.
Guido can send up a cleanup crew. Nobody else needs to know.
I know, Max. I know what happened here.
They got lousy health care in prison, Stan.
Prison's got hospitals.
You're a writer, and we got an episode to finish.
But, Max, you heard Viv. I can't write.
I think you can write plenty good.
No, she's right. There's a place you gotta go to write Snuggums, and I don't got that place inside me.
Stan, here's the sitch. My perspective, we got 4 minutes to finish the episode, and I'm down a writer. Not that I'm blaming nobody or nothing. Bygones be bygones, and nobody saw nothing. So you got yourself a choice here. Finish the episode or die in prison.
I can't write Snuggums.
If we learned one thing today, it's this. It ain't a question of writing Snuggums. It's a question of being Snuggums.
Snuggums is dead. I killed Snuggums.
Snuggums will never die.
I just don't.
Viv became Snuggums when someone she loved was threatened. I think that's how it works. And who do you love, Stan, more than you?
I can't be Snuggums. I just can't.
3 minutes.
I can't.
Or I shoot.
Snuggums sees Santa. Snuggums loves Santa. Bestest friend, Santa. Ah, Snuggums ready to go. Ho, 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 home.
And as the sun streaks the meadow with gold, as little crickets sing their evening songs and spiders weave their evening webs, we say goodbye to our friends in the magical world of Fairyana. Until next week, may your every dream be enchanted.
And that's a wrap. Oh, great job. Put that in the game. What the? Is that a dead body?
Radio Hour, Episode 8, Fairyana, was written by Eric Samuelson. It featured Jay Perry, Teresa Sanderson, and Jason Tatum. Original music for the production was composed by David Evanoff, with Foley work by Michael Johnson. The lighting was designed by Jesse Portillo, the set by Randy Rasmussen. Jennifer Freed was our station manager. The sound was engineered by Eric Robinette and designed by Cheryl Ann Clough, who designed and directed the production. Our thanks to Jeff Gwillem and Doug Parkin at the Salt Lake County Center for the Arts. Thanks also to Adrian Moranville. KUER's engineer is Lewis Downey. Our operations manager is Michael Havey. Radio West is a production of KUER News. The program is produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. And I'm Doug Fabrizio. Mm-hmm.